This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Lots of tweets coming in. The incomparable CJ, my guy. Boy, we're a far cry away from you and Brendan saying Heinicke supporters are making it up. There's hardly anyone that doesn't believe in him. You guys are delusional. I told you your poll after the Atlanta game was flawed. The taters are out. What's the taters? So that would be the Taylor haters?
The Taylor haters.
Taylor and haters combined?
Very original and creative.
Okay. No, CJ, he was not like this figure that just a few people were supporting 2 weeks ago. There were the 80-something percent were like, we either really believe in him or they were with where I was, which is, look, let's just watch him play. There's some things I like about him, and there are clear limitations too. But now we've seen two more games, we've got more data, and people are either now understanding that the limitations really make it such that he can't be a full-time starter in the NFL. That's all right. People can evolve. People can use more information and change their mind or update where they were. Because most people were where I was, which is, I just want to see, let's just see these games. I'd rather see him start these games than Kyle Allen. I've seen Kyle Allen. I don't think he's a full-time starter in the NFL either. This guy does a lot of things that I really like. He's really mobile. He's really athletic, and he's really fearless. He also has essentially a pop gun for an NFL arm, and he's inaccurate too often for me. But let's watch. Now we've watched a couple of games, including against the worst defense, unless Washington's is the worst, in the NFL. And he hasn't been very good. And teams now have a bigger book on him. And they're starting to figure it out, too. It's okay. You were wrong 2 weeks ago, CJ. People weren't against him. People were much more for him. The Sabahs of the world who wanted to paint themselves out into this, you know, me against the world when it comes to Taylor Heinicke, they weren't alone. A lot of people didn't have an issue with him. Now more people do. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Where are you now? What's your current opinion, updated opinion, if it's updated on Taylor Heinicke? And do you think he's on the verge of losing his current starting role? My answer is he's an NFL backup. That is my current updated opinion. I don't think I'll ever change it. Number two is, yeah, I think he better play well against Green Bay and or Denver. Because the change could come after the bye week, whether it's Ryan Fitzpatrick being ready or to Kyle Allen. But I do believe that if Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't physically ready anytime soon and Taylor Heinicke has a bad game against Green Bay and a bad game against Denver, that they're going to give Kyle Allen an opportunity. I do believe that. Because I think both of them, Ron and Scott, actually like Kyle Allen and want to see more from Kyle Allen in this offense. And let's be honest, we didn't get much from Kyle Allen last year. He got hurt in the very first game that he came in, when he came in to the LA game, started the LA game, got hurt, obviously, and that led to the horrific second half from Alex Smith. And then he got the start the following week and played pretty well against the Giants. It was the most competent the offense had looked. Played pretty well against Dallas, bad Dallas team that day. Dalton got knocked out, remember, by Bostic, and DiNucci came in. And then he got hurt in the Giant game when Alex came back in. So Kyle Allen wasn't terrible in his opportunities last year. In Carolina, the results were very mixed, for sure. But I think they believe in him to a certain degree, and I think we'll see him, even if only if Ryan Fitzpatrick isn't ready. Let's go to Drew. Drew's on hold. Drew, what do you got? Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Drew?
Taylor Heinicke is the 2020 version of Timmy Smith. He was Cinderella. It was great. But there's a reason he's a backup in the NFL. What this team needs a proven leader at QB. They need a guy who, you know, established track record of success, like 9 Pro Bowls, 2010 player or 2013 NFL Comeback Player of the Year, a member of the San Diego Chargers 50th anniversary team, and the 2003 ACC Player of the Year.
Phillip
Kevin, you already know
Rivers.
Who I'm talking about.
Phillip Rivers.
There you go.
You know, you never disappoint, Drew, so I do appreciate that. And you know what? Phillip,
well,
remember right before the season started, there was like some discussion about him potentially playing. Who got hurt before the season started? There was some talk about him coming. Oh, well, Wentz got hurt again. So there was some talk about him going back to Indy. By the way, I would have taken Phillip Rivers this year. Why not?
Anybody would have. And I called the show before the season, and I feel bad because a lot of you guys were really excited. I'm a Skins fan. A lot of you guys were really excited, and I called the show, and I said this is nothing more than a 7-9 team, and it always will be with Snyder, and I hate to rain on everyone's parade, but this is just more of the same, and, you know, it's unfortunate. But
yeah, well,
Phillip Rivers.
I mean, I would have picked much better than 8-8-1, which was my preseason prediction had Phil been the quarterback here. ACC Player of the Year, by the way, who lost his final home game against Maryland in comeback
0-4
fashion.
0-4 against the Terps. Friedgen owned them.
Thank you, Scott McBrien. And Nick Novak, by the way, for that comeback win in Raleigh in Phillip Rivers' final game on Senior Day. By the way,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Timmy Smith, comparing Timmy Smith and Taylor Heinicke is not fair to Timmy Smith. Timmy Smith set a Super Bowl rushing record. It was in the Super Bowl. Let's go to Bruce in Germantown. Bruce, what do you got?
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's no question that Taylor Heinicke, to me, is a career backup. But, you know, he's exciting. He makes some good plays, you know, extends plays with his legs. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you give up 3 or 8 in a row, third down conversions, it's very difficult to win games, and you know, running game isn't the best. You know, he doesn't have a lot to work with as well. He's got some injuries, obviously, with Thomas being out. But you know, he's fun to watch, but career backup, in my opinion. I agree.
Yeah. And do you think he's on the verge of getting replaced?
It could be, but. But, you know, maybe Kyle Allen needs to have a look. But, hopefully Fitz gets back. That's why we brought him in. But, you know, it's fun. Taylor Heinicke makes some plays, and it's exciting. But there's no question he's a career backup.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Appreciate it. Ellis in D.C., go ahead.
How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I've been trying to get on the show for a long time. I believe he would do well enough to keep his job against Green Bay. May even win the game for him, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I believe they need to just stick with him and wait till Fitzpatrick come in, but I don't think he's no better, honestly. So,
you think they're going to beat Green Bay?
I believe so. I believe so. And we all know Washington is. There's always some type of craziness going on, but I think
but that craziness usually ends up being against your team. You know, the unpredictability of a Washington-Dallas game, we understand that when you least expect it. I don't expect it on Sunday against Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And I can't see them getting the Packers off the field on Sunday. You know, it is interesting. Washington's had some pretty good success against the Packers, you know, in recent years at home. And even that Dwayne game at Lambeau a couple of years ago was a competitive loss. Wasn't it like 20-15 or something like that? I think that's what it was. Let's go to Billy. Billy, go ahead. What's your current updated, if it is updated, opinion on
Kevin
Heinicke? And do you think he's on the verge of losing his job?
Good morning, Kevin. I think the obvious thing here, how are you? The the obvious thing here is the more they've coached him, the worse he's played. So I don't know what's going on the sidelines over there with the coaching staff, but they're not giving him an opportunity to be, you know, to be Taylor. My second comment would be, I don't care if Fitzpatrick's healthy. You got to keep him out, dude. He'll end up winning two games. You'll miss a draft choice by four or five slots. That'd be a nightmare.
Wait, if what? If Taylor continues to play or I miss
no,
what
I
you just
say,
said.
What I said is you keep Fitzpatrick out of there even if he's healthy.
Oh,
God forbid he comes in and wins two games.
Right.
And you miss a draft slot by four or five spots.
Right.
Keep losing. Play Taylor. Let him lose. My final comment, Kevin, would be if you are not going to play Taylor or Kyle, try Chase Young at quarterback because he sure can't play defensive end.
Thanks, Billy, as always. The thing is, like, when people just casually say, you know, it wouldn't be that much better with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I kind of felt that way maybe, like, early after the Giant game or maybe even after the Atlanta game. But the last couple of weeks, I think I feel differently. I think that it would be a little bit different with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think the decision-making, I think the ability to really size things up pre-snap, post-snap. I don't think that Ryan Fitzpatrick is anywhere near the athlete that Taylor Heinicke is. But maybe it would be better with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I have no idea. I mean, I was hopeful with Ryan Fitzpatrick heading into this year that they would be much better offensively than they were last year. But that wasn't saying much because they were abysmal offensively last year. And the truth is they didn't have one game offensively that really looked like the Giants or the Falcons game this year offensively, right? And I'm talking about what would be the example last year? The two Cowboy games? I mean, the Cowboys were horrible, just horrible. And by the way, what they did in those games, if you recall, the game that they won with Kyle Allen and then the game they won with Alex Smith on Thanksgiving, is they ran the crap out of the ball. Like, those were the games in which Gibson went nuts. So they didn't really have a game last year from a quarterbacking standpoint that looked like what Heinicke provided them in the Giant or the Atlanta game. But I think Fitzpatrick probably would have provided the same and maybe a little bit better the last 2 weeks. So I think, agree with Billy that Fitzpatrick would give him a much better chance to be better on offense, more consistent on offense, and to keep up on offense, which is really what we're talking about doing now, almost against anybody, but especially some of the teams. It's about, can you keep up and not get blown out? Because you're going to give up 30. You're going to give up 28 to 30 plus against the Packers. You're probably going to give up that against Tampa. Denver will probably get healthy on this defense at home. So you got to find somebody that can keep up offensively. Maybe when Ron Rivera was talking early in the season and before the season about Ryan Fitzpatrick being a game manager, maybe he saw what was coming with the defense. Sam, go ahead.
Grand rising, fellas, grand rising. So both of your points, your point, Kevin, Brendan point, meshing together, that's where I'm at. But I really lean with Brendan. He's a backup. He's going to win you two or three games. Your point about the throw to Ricky Seals-Jones was he could – if the guy almost missed it. Ricky had to pirouette around.
He had to wait a little bit. It was –
man,
he was wide open.
He
pump faked out to the left to get the DBs over there. They fell for it, busted coverage, boom. You just get it out there anywhere near him.
The tight end was wide open and the wide receiver was wide open, and he almost missed him.
Yeah,
the guy,
he didn't almost miss him.
He's a backup. He's a backup.
I'm with you. He's a backup, but he didn't almost miss Ricky Seals-Jones. It wasn't a perfect throw.
We don't want all the passes are not going to be perfect. We get right. That, but he's inaccurate. They're low, they're high, they're just everywhere. But yeah. But like Billy said, like keep Taylor in or keep Allen in. It's over with. We see the defense isn't going to win. They're giving up 30 regardless. So if you put Fitz in and we start winning, Like, we missed it. Ron missed that boat to get us our quarterback last year when winning the division, where we should have got our quarterback in that draft. So if we go out and start winning, like, and we end up in the 11th or 12th spot again, then who's going to be our quarterback? You're going to bring back Fitz again? Or you're gonna trot out Allen again? Like, we have too many holes. Like, we can't keep going through this cycle of bringing in some bridge quarterback. Like, go get the quarterback now and fill these other holes in. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call. This organization has one chance as long as Dan Snyder owns the team to become a better on-the-field product, a more consistent on-the-field product, and that is to hit on a quarterback, a legit upper-tier franchise quarterback. You know, the Cardinals actually acquired Kurt Warner. It changed a poorly run organization in the moment. And the Colts, even though Bill Polian was the GM for the Ursays, but the Ursays were horrible owners, and Peyton Manning completely turned around the fortune of that franchise. Now, that might be a clue as to what they should do first, which is to hire, you know, a upper-tier general manager, have him pick the coach, et cetera, and do it that way for once. But really, at this point, who are you going to get that would want to work for Dan Snyder as the lead football general manager in the organization? You're not going to get anybody that you can be confident of. And the other part is, how could you be confident that Dan would be competent enough to pick the next great guy? Like, the guy that'll take any job that has a chance to be great. You know, and as far as last year, you know, they could have traded up if you wanted Justin Fields or even Mac Jones. You know, I don't know what you think. I mean, it's way too early on either one of those. I'll tell you this, despite the team's record, to me, Trevor Lawrence, watching him, I would take Trevor Lawrence right now. Definitely. Trevor Lawrence is eventually going to be a really good quarterback, in my opinion. He certainly has all of what you see in the great quarterbacks. He's on a bad team right now and a dysfunctional team right now. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll do one more segment of these calls. Mike, John, Mark, Daryl, Rick, stay on hold. Where are you now on Taylor Heinicke? And do you think he's on the verge of potentially losing his current starting role? 301-230-0980. Glenn Consort, 830. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app. And I do want you to know that mortgage rates are on the move. Don't miss the chance to lock in the best rate of your lifetime with my friends at Loan Pronto. Call Loan Pronto today. Take advantage of their super popular zero-cost refi program. Many are doing it right now. You can get a rate with an APR in the low twos with no junk fees and no closing cost. Yeah, they'll pay your closing costs for you, even if you just refied in the last 6 months. Loan Pronto's all digital process. It's fast. It's easy. There's no paperwork required for the most part. And most loans close in 14 days. And if you act now, you can even skip your next two house payments altogether. Call Loan Pronto now. Start the process. Don't wait on rates to spike again. If your current APR is over 2.75, call now for a free 30-second quote. The number is 571-775-1810. That's 571-775-1810. Again, if you're sitting there with a rate like in the threes or fours, pick up the phone now and call them at 571-775-1810 or go to loanpronto.com. That's 571-775-1810 or loanpronto.com. Loan Pronto is an equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval. Not all loans eligible. NMLS, consumeraccess.org.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Consort coming up at 8:35. We will preview the Wizards season. It gets underway tonight. Excited about it in Toronto against the Raptors. The Wizards, by the way, are just 2.5-point underdogs tonight. They are by far and away the biggest anti-public play. Toronto, the biggest public play on the NBA card tonight. The Team 980 is your new radio home for Washington Wizards basketball. The Wizards tip off that season tonight in Toronto. Pre-game starts at 7:15 on your new home for the Washington Wizards, the Team 980. You can also listen to the games on the Odyssey app. Dave Johnson, Glenn Consor on the call. Glenn joins us in 10 minutes. Let's get more of your calls on Taylor Heinicke. A lot of you fired up about the subject. Your current take on Taylor Heinicke, your current opinion, really, and do you think he could be potentially be on the verge of being benched as the current starter? Mike in Bethesda. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, sure, I think that he is in jeopardy of losing his job, and I don't think it's really that big a deal because, you know, we're not talking about a rookie that's going to lose his confidence and they can't go back to him. And this guy's bounced around so much that it's like, hey, if we go somewhere else and see what happens. You know, he's pretty mentally tough. He's been through some battles, so they could just go right back to him. It's not like they're going to hurt his confidence. We're not like talking about a Dwayne Haskins situation. So, I mean, what the heck? I think it's worth probably going somewhere else. And these people that don't want the football team to win a couple of games to improve their draft status a few slots, you sort of hit on what I was going to say. It's like you're assuming that the people that are drafting the players actually know what they're doing, which is a huge leap. And, you know, hey, Mahomes, what was he taking, around 10 or something? You know, Herbert at 6, like 3 or 4 slots. I mean, who are they going to take instead of, like, you know, Jamin Davis? Like, I'd rather win a few games and enjoy the season and see what we got. So,
yeah. Thanks for the call. Look, they would have had, I believe they would have had they not made the playoffs and, say, lost to Philadelphia in that final game. I think they would have had Dallas's pick at 10 because didn't Dallas and Philly swap? Philly got Devontae Smith and Dallas moved back to Philly's spot at 12 and drafted Micah Parsons. So at 10, they certainly would have had a chance at Justin Fields. They would have had a chance at Mac Jones. They also would have had a chance at Devontae Smith or Micah Parsons. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark and Chevy Chase. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. First off, I'd like to say I just root for any of these quarterbacks. I think it's nonsense, the discussion we're having assets. I mean, whoever starter I root for. But secondly, you know, we played Green Bay a couple of years ago, I believe it was, 2 or 3 seasons ago. We lost to them, I think it was like 18-15. We had a chance at onside kick towards the end of the game. The game was in Green Bay. It was later in the year.
Dwayne started that game, 20-15. Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. hopefully the weather is going to be nicer than, you know, the frozen tundra. You know, these games are easy. These games are easy. We have to stop focusing on backup quarterbacks and start, you know, what type of formations Green Bay running. Are they in 4-3?
That's what you, want us to talk about, the formations that Green Bay is going to run? Or the weather.
Green Bay rosters, all this thing. With Heineke, you know, can he hit an open receiver? You know, I was I was at the game on Sunday, and something Mahomes did great with the three consecutive drives. It seemed like he was able to hit open receivers.
Was that a surprise to you that Mahomes hit some open receivers?
Breaking news.
I think that Mahomes, Brady, you'll see Rodgers this weekend. Look at Rodgers. See if a lot of the receivers. He's going to, if there's a player near him.
What does Rodgers do well? What does Rodgers do really well?
Well, Rodgers is known for his quick release. Him and Cousins have the quickest release in the NFL, and so he extends plays with his legs. But his quick
release is he one of the better quarterbacks? This guy Rodgers, is he one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL?
He's one of the best pure passers right now in the NFL because of his quick release. Supposedly, I know in the NFC Championship game last year, he left a lot on the field. Brady hit the big passes in Lambeau, and Rodgers had a very poor performance. Rodgers has come to FedEx Field. When we've had a lot to play for in the playoffs and with no wide receivers before, it carved us to pieces. You know, so there's nothing that's going to point towards a win, but that's what I'm saying. You know, I'd like to know more about the rosters of Green Bay. I just wrote a book called Unsung Heroes on WFT.
Hello? Did we lose him?
I'm not letting him plug his book.
No, I wanted more. I wanted to find out who else was good on Green Bay. And I wanted to know some of the formations they're going to run. Come on, that was fun.
It was.
Did he start off by saying, I'm just going to root for whoever the quarterback is. I want to know what the weather's going to be like and what kind of formations Green Bay is going to run on Sunday.
Yes.
The weather, by the way, at Lambeau on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 54, a low of 36. So I'll guess that the high of 54 coming late in the afternoon, 12 noon Central Standard Time kickoff. Temperature's probably going to be in that 45 to 47 degree range. Beautiful football weather. Now, the formations, you're going to see Aaron Rodgers, you know, in the Matt LaFleur system. You're going to see him in the shotgun. You're going to see a bunch of inside zone, outside zone with Aaron Jones. You'll see him under center occasionally. A lot of shotgun, though. And by the way, a lot of really quick West Coast throws to Davante Adams, especially in third and short or, you know, in goal to go. And let's see if William Jackson can stick with him.
Kevin, right do you now, think he's going to throw those balls accurately or no?
I don't think, you know what? He's got a quick release. Quick release. And I think they'll be, he's one of these guys, I just remember the playoff game here, he was really accurate in that game, I think. Sorry for those that we didn't get to, because I would have gotten to you if not for the entertaining call from Mark, was it, in Chevy Chase? And he has a book he's written. What was the name of the book before you cut him off?
I didn't hear the end of it.
Was it Unsung Heroes or Unsung Something? Maybe it was Unsung Formations. Lombardi's Unsung Formations. All right. Glenn Consor is going to join us next. We will preview the Wizards season. It gets underway tonight. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Show's not over yet. Glenn Consor is going to be on the call, as he has been for many years tonight, with Dave Johnson. The news, though, is that we are once again, it's been a while, but we are once again the flagship home for Washington Wizards, the Team 980, your radio home for Washington Wizards basketball. Tonight in Toronto, pregame starts at 7:15 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Glenn is one of my favorite people to have basketball conversations with because not only has he played the game, but he's coached the game. And I do want to start before we get to previewing this season and our team. What would you have done with Ben Simmons yesterday as a coach when apparently he was asked, according to reports, to run some defensive drills and he just looked at Doc Rivers and said, no, not doing it? This is as dysfunctional as we've seen in a long time in an NBA situation, right?
Well, I think Doc Rivers did the right thing. They need to have a chat with that guy and find out, look, you know, the guy's really talented and, you know, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but anytime anyone is disruptive in practice, it doesn't matter who it is or how it happens, you got to just get rid of them in practice. You know, they need to sit down with him and say, what do you want to do here? You know, you showed up. You know, you can't show off that way. And, you know, tell us what you want to do. And I think Doc Rivers did the right thing.
All right, let's talk about this team. I'm excited about this season, and I'm wondering if you think I'm nuts. I don't think you will. I just thought at the end of last year, Glenn, and I think we talked about this maybe during the series against the Sixers, I just didn't think, and I was always a big Russ fan, I just didn't think you could make progress, significant progress, in a best of seven when the game slowed down in the postseason with him. But I am a Spencer Dinwiddie fan, and I like the mix that they have of players. Do you think that Are you more optimistic about the group this year than you were last or not? And if so, why?
I am, because simply because there's more rotation-like players and more bodies than we had last year. You look at last year's team, you know, it was most of the players on last year's team was backups. Montrezl Harrell, you know, is not really a backup. He's sixth man of the year. He's battle-tested. Right. He won an NCAA championship. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope won a chip and is battle-tested. You know, a rotation player on very good teams. Kuzma, you know, he was an inch away from winning Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's talented. He's got talent. Aaron Holiday, you know, so you got all these new players that have experience in the NBA. And, you know, I think it's an opportunity to have options and versatility. And now it's, Kevin, quite frankly, I don't think Wes Unseld knows. I don't think the players know. Now it's got to gel. Now, you know, it's going to take some time, new system, new schemes, new coach, new players. There's a whole bunch of new players. Thomas Bryant coming back. You know, Denny missed a bunch of games last year. Rui hasn't played yet. So there's so much of the element of the unknown. But to your question, I do think it's a lot more talented than last year's team.
So what, as we talk to Glenn Consor, who will be on the call with Dave Johnson tonight in Toronto for the opener, if there's one thing more than anything else that you're confident about as it relates to this team, because I think they're just, you know, they're a mystery right now. There's so many question marks. What's the one thing more than anything else that you feel really confident in saying about this team?
I think they're going to score the ball. I think they could play in multiple speeds and, you know, to your credit, Kevin, you know basketball. You like Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie is a pace point guard. He knows he could play multiple speeds, and I like that about him. And they need a point guard like that on this team because of all the different options. I think they have shooters. I think they could play big or small. They got shooters, and they got guys that could score. So I don't think scoring and offense is going to be an issue. I think, you know, defense, you got a bunch of new good defensive players that they brought in with, you know, KCP is very good on defense. Aaron Holiday, Dinwiddie, Kuzma is getting there, and Harrell. You know, these guys are defensive-minded guys. I think as a team, well, you don't hear about this as much. You hear chemistry on offense. Well, chemistry on defense is a big deal. So that might take some time. And yeah, nobody knows the when of this.
Yeah, my next question was going to be, is your, you know, the big question mark, big concern, defense? You know, I read something a couple of weeks ago which I thought was interesting, and I thought it was spot on. Wes Unseld Jr. apparently telling Brad, you know, you're much more capable than what you've produced defensively here in recent years. And I agree with that. I think Brad at best has been an inconsistent defender in the last couple of years. So is your guess, knowing that defense has been a major issue with this team for several years now, do you think they've got the potential to be a better defensive team? And what do you think about Brad and Wes sort of going to him and saying, we need more from you on the defensive end?
Yeah, Brad welcomed that. Brad knows that, you know, but in Brad's defense, he was being triple teamed and was the main option over the last, you know, 3 years.
And was exhausted.
So, you know, you get worn down. It's hard. But Brad knows that, and Brad has admitted to that. But I think the way this team is built now, when you get Thomas Bryant back, you have Daniel Gafford has – this team hasn't had somebody like that in a real long time. So if you're the guards out top, you can gamble a little bit more. Not that Wes wants that. He doesn't want to be a gambling team on defense, and he stated that. But you have that guy that could help out and block shots, whether it's, you know, in the half court, and he runs the floor very well. And Montrezl Harrell is another one of those guys that can help out and block shots and clog up the middle. So when you have guys like that, you have some options defensively, but I like the way this team is built. I think potentially they could really be a good defensive team. But, you know, it's just so hard to predict when that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's always nice, right, when you've got a so-called rim protector, because your perimeter guys then can take more risks in trying to turn people over out front when you've got somebody behind you. You know, I think, Glenn, over the last couple of years, they were at their best, whether it was with Russ or John and Brad, whatever. They were always at their best when they could run, and you had to get stops and rebounds to run, as we know. But when they were out on the break, that's where they were most effective. Even, you know, getting open threes and kickback threes, and John finding, you know, Brad or Trevor or other people, you know, who would be wide open to shoot threes. I'm wondering if you think Wes Unseld Jr. will be a more effective half-court offensive coach than maybe Scott was.
Well, I think, you know, you think about who Scott Brooks coached when he was here at the point. You know, John, for the most part, it was John and Westbrook. You know, how many miles per hour do those guys go?
Sure.
That's their game. Their game is up-tempo. Dinwiddie, I see, you know, and I'm very, you know, point guard-oriented the way I watch a game and everything. Man, that dude's unflappable. You know, he really understands how to draw fouls when the game slows down. He knows when to pick his spots when the game slows down, and he can play up-tempo. So I think having him there, who I think is, you know, has such poise at the point guard position, he's a low-turnover guy. He makes simple plays, and I like what he does with his teammates, telling them where to go and when to go and all that stuff. That's a different way to play than with a John Wall or a Russell Westbrook.
Do you think Beal will average over 30 again this year, based on what you've seen and what you're guessing they will be offensively? Will he have or need to have a year in which he averages 30 plus?
I mean, with all the weapons the team has, I don't know if this team is going to need him to score 30 a game to win games. You know, think about, you know, that stat last year or the last 2 years when Brad had 50 or 40, you know, the Wizards wouldn't win. So I don't know if they need him to. Can he do it? Absolutely he can do it. But when you have options on offense like Kuzma, who's 6'10", 6'11", and it's like a small forward, you know, you got KCP who could bang down shots. And you know, I really like Kispert, too. I mean, they got guys that could shoot it and score, and Bertans, and, you know, if those guys kick it in, man, I don't think it's necessary for him to score 30. But he can, and there will be nights the team needs him to.
We're talking to Glenn Consor. Tonight, the Wizards open up their 2021-2022 season. He and Dave will be on the call. Wizards basketball games, new home. It's right here on the Team 980 this year. So I don't know what the issue's been with Rui. Perhaps you do, and you can let us know why he was late getting here, what the issues have been with Rui. I don't know if it's a mental health situation or an injury situation. I'd like an update from you on that. And then, two, on Rui, do you think this is the year that we see him take that step and he becomes a legitimate star player in the league?
Boy, you know, that's a tough one. First of all, I don't know, you know, why he went back for that long period of time. I personally don't know, but it, supposedly it was personal reasons, and you know, you don't know if it was family or whatever. But he's back, and you know, he obviously needs to get acclimated into the new players, and he's certainly capable. Man, he took major strides last year. I think to me, the key is with him is intensity. If he could sustain and maintain, and we see it in flashes. And he looks great, but if he could sustain that great intensity, and I think playing with guys like Montrez and Neto and Dinwiddie and Brad, I think he's going to have no choice. So I think he will make that step because offensively, he really improved last year with his range, his 3-point shooting, his ability to score inside. So he's definitely has momentum right now in developing as a player.
Give me right now what you think Wes's ideal starting lineup rotation will be when everybody's acclimated, Rui's back and acclimated, everybody's healthy. What do you see, a fully healthy, ready team? What's the starting five in the rotation off the bench?
Boy, that's a tough one, you know, because they have so many players. And I really think, you know, the starting five is going to change based on matchups, quite frankly. You know, I think that Gafford will start at the one. Now, if Thomas Bryant, you know what, Kevin, here's the answer to that question. I think with all the new players, it's almost like a college environment. And what, and to Wes Unseld Jr.'s credit, you know, he came out and said, guys, you're going to need to earn this. You know, you're going to need to earn playing time. Everyone has that chance. Now, that's with the exception of Brad, obviously, because Brad has, you know, Brad's the guy. But, you know, I think you're going to see, you know, this team playing small at times with Neto and Holiday and possibly Dinwiddie, or with a bunch of shooters on the floor with Kispert and Bertans and KCP. You know, they might be able to go big on occasion with Gafford and, I don't want to say Montrez or maybe Brian, who knows. But I think, you know, if I was going to, if Rui is in shape, I think Rui will start. I think it'll be Gafford. This is just me think, you know, my prediction. But I, again, it's about earning it because it's that college environment where, you know, guys are going to earn playing time and there's no maybes to that. But I think it's going to be Bradley, Spencer, Kuz, Rui, and Gafford.
So you got Kuzma at the three. Okay. I mean,
you know what? That might change. I mean, I could put KCP in there, but that's right. What I think.
And you know what? Personally, I don't know where Avdija is right now in terms of health, but I think we saw a lot of potential. And one of the things I loved about him is he certainly felt like at 19 years old he belonged out there last year. There was no lack of confidence with him. I think, you know, it would be surprising to me, actually, if we end up seeing a bunch of their first-round pick this year in Kispert. He can really shoot it. But, you know, in thinking about, you know, if they end up playing 8-9, you know, it could be, you know, guys like Kispert that end up having less playing time than fans want as a first-round pick overall. All right, last question for Glenn Consor as the Wizards open up tonight. You know, I've seen predictions anywhere from 32 wins to 39 to 40 wins. We're back to an 82-game schedule. What do you think their best case is this year?
I mean, you know, with the I think this team is a lot more talented than people think they are. Now it's got a gel, so it's so hard for me. I'm not from that, you know, predicting or betting mentality. I'm old school, Kevin, man.
Yeah,
I don't
what
even
kind
think
of season
way.
Like if everything comes together, I agree with
time.
You I think they've got
but
more
look,
talent
you know,
than people that people know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They got more talent than people realize, but that being said, I think one of these guys, these new guys, are going to really have to step up and take their game to the next level. One of the new guys. And, you know, I think, could it be Denny? You know, could it be Kuz? Could it be KCP? You know, these guys, Dinwiddie? I mean, if one of those guys really can take their game up, or maybe multiple, you want to see all of them, but I don't know if, you know, there's always injuries and stuff. But, you know, if that happens, man, this team could be, you know, I think in the mid-40s, maybe 50. And on the low side, you know, it's like where most people are saying they're going to be. But I don't listen to most people.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think?
I need to see more of it. Like you do, too, and I understand that. You've seen
probably
more than
I have. I really don't know. I mean, that's a tough one.
There's so many new players here, but I like the players. I'm a big Montrezl Harrell fan. I love the effort and energy, and I think he is somebody that's going to be tough to keep out of, you know, that first wave of players coming in. I just want to see what Kuzma looks like this year and KCP, you know, look like, you know, that particular position. I liked Avdija last year. I'm a Dinwiddie fan. Hopefully he's healthy coming off the ACL. And
that's the key.
And I actually think, I think it's going to be a better situation. It really at times was messy last year with Westbrook when the game slowed down. And I think he's the all-time effort athlete of the last decade. But you weren't going anywhere with that mix. I didn't think. So
No.
I'll make the prediction. I think they can definitely, you know, win in the high 30s, and if things break right, you know, sort of push a 500 and an 8 seed or something
right,
like that.
I think that's in play.
Right. All right. Thanks for doing this as always. Hopefully we'll do it a lot more this year.
My pleasure, Kevin. Always good to talk to you, my friend. See
you as well. Glenn Consor, everybody. Yeah, I'm interested to see, like, you know, starting tonight and early in the season, and until the season gets away from them, I'll be invested. I always am early in a Wizard season, you know, until it gets away from them, and then you stop paying attention a little bit. But I'm really into what this team looks like here, and they've got a new coach. And while Scott was the nicest guy in the world, this was, you know, they really lacked defensively and as a half-court, you know, NBA team. And to Glenn's point, having John and Russ as your point guards, you know, a lot of that was limiting. And he was the same way, obviously, in OKC with Russ as his point guard. But I don't know. I like this. I'll tell you, the biggest storyline, clearly, if they don't get off to a good start and they're not in the race here, is going to be Bradley Beal in the trade deadline. You know, he's got an option. It's a player option for 2022-2023. And so the real big storyline during this year is, if they are not having a good season, are they going to try to get as much as they can for Brad before the trade deadline, rather than trying to pull off some concocted sign and trade when the season's over and get a lot less? You know, this was a conversation last year. It will definitely be a conversation this year. I do want everybody to know that there's an opportunity with BetMGM. If you can get your payout before the game's out, with BetMGM. Place a moneyline wager on any Thursday night football game, and if the team you bet on is up by 10 or more at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. If you want to continue wagering in the third quarter, keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a moneyline bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at halftime. Only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. D.C. and Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Do we have time to play the quick Barkley soundbite on Ben Simmons?
It's almost 2 minutes.
On Kyrie
we don't
Irving?
Have time, unfortunately.
We don't have time. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, it's Thursday. Charch will be on the show. Very possible we'll have a Wizards guest following their opener tonight, and a hell of a lot, of course, on your Washington football team. Thanks to Glenn. Thanks to John Keim. Thanks to Brendan. Thanks to all of you who called in today. Stay tuned. Travis is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.